The talk, title of the talk tonight is The Zero Principle. It's based on an article by that title, The Zero Principle, which can be found at a website called Theosophy, theosophy.org. If you want to try to read the article, it's not particularly easy to read. Nor to talk about. I don't know how long these talks have been going on. It's either 4 or 5 years now, twice a month. So there's quite a collection by now of different talks, many of which are on CDs in the back at absurdly low prices. Should you see one you might want to listen to sometime. But if you've been coming for a while, you're aware of the fact that these talks cover a lot of ground, and they're never the same from one to the next. And we talk about different people. We've talked about people from virtually every spiritual tradition on the planet. We've talked about virtually every spiritual tradition on the planet, never claiming or emphasizing one over another, or claiming any exclusivity of one over the other. The premise behind these talks, apart from being pestered into giving them for 3 years by one man who told me I should be talking somewhere and not just fading into retirement. So as a result of having been hectored for 3 years by this man to say something somewhere sometime, this has been going on now for a number of years. And the assumption underlying all these talks is that people are interested in something more than what Shakespeare called getting and spending. That people at some level are aware that at some point they were born, and therefore at some level, depending upon the person, they're aware that at some future point they will no longer be here any longer, which Americans don't particularly care to contemplate or see. Nonetheless, most of us know at some level that life is short. And the older you are, the more you know how short it is, because it's gone by very quickly somehow. How did I get to be this age already? And so the underlying kind of, one of the underlying presuppositions of these talks is the fact that at some level we're all aware that there's much more going on than meets the eye, and that there have been great teachers as far back as human history can be traced who tried to show us or teach us or tell us something about what it is that doesn't meet the eye, that might make sense out of what does meet the eye, which often is fairly nonsensical on the face of it. So the other assumption that we're making through these talks is that people at some level have some interest in what you might call expanding their own consciousness or becoming more quote-unquote spiritual, whatever that turns out to mean. So we give these talks on all these different topics, and some talks speak to some people and some talks speak to other people, and it really doesn't matter which talk speaks to whom, but most talks speak to at least one person present, and that's what counts. But that's why we have the variety, because as my teacher taught me, every human being actually is entitled to the universal inheritance of humanity, which is vast and deep and awesome and mysterious. And we're all entitled to it, to know something about it, if only its grandeur, and to therefore, to some little extent at least, transcend our daily preoccupations with just getting through the day and trying to make sense out of it. And trying to get become more conscious, you might say, of the part of ourselves in one another that actually makes sense. And this zero principle is an interesting way to start the year. We ended the year on a being who taught that the only reality is consciousness itself, independent of anything contained within it. Everything within it coming into being and passing out of being again. And the thing which remains unchanged is the consciousness itself. And that's how we ended last year. And this year we're starting with something called the Zero Principle. And from the highest standpoint, the ancient teachers taught and still do teach that the ultimate reality of things can be thought of as a point or a zero or a void or emptiness, or the Buddhist term is shunyata, which is usually translated void or emptiness. And that the ultimate nature of things is this void emptiness. One would have to imagine something beyond all opposites, beyond all polarity, beyond light and darkness, birth and death. It's a plane of universal consciousness that precedes any subjects or objects. Any consciousnesses experiencing anything or anything to be experienced. Sometimes this state is called nirvana. It's unknowable. It can only be pointed to. People throw around the word enlightenment. In its true sense, it means one who's become one with that universal consciousness which is no thing, which has nothing in it, which has no source. It's unimaginable. It's unthinkable. And yet it's said to be the state of consciousness that precedes all forms and precedes all individuated consciousnesses. It's said to be the state of consciousness of all sages, of all wise beings. When Ramana Maharshi had his experience at 16 years old, where he became one with this vast, unaccountable consciousness, and therefore lost any sense of himself at all at the age of 16 and never experienced himself as a separate being again, merely as this universal consciousness.